The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Okay, welcome to the John Stadmiller Show. And obviously, I am not John Stadmiller. I'm Michael Rivero, and I'm continuing over from my show because John, you know, he's not just a host on RBN. He is the boss, and he's basically doing a lot of other stuff, and he got caught in traffic. So I'm going to take the microphone until he can get in here, and we're going to go back to, let's see, I think it was Chris in Clearwater. Chris, are you on the line?
I am. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
I wanted to comment on the antibody or immunoglobulin tests that I was surprised our emergency use authorization, when I found that out about a year ago, a friend showed me his test results, and it says on the results that it is EUA. So that means that just like the PCR tests, which are EUA, and the masks and the shots, none of these can be mandated under federal law, U.S. Code, Title 26, Section 360BBB-3, subparagraph E1A, Roman numeral 2, lowercase, Roman numeral 3, uppercase.
Okay. That's a long citation there.
Right.
And we are short on time.
All right. Yeah, it's that they can't mandate anything that's emergency use authorization, and, you know, the immunoglobulin tests.
Well, that's why Biden is arm-twisting the FDA to do full approval on all these vaccines. And it won't be because they're safe. Mm-hmm. It's just in order to get around the fact that the Nuremberg Code and U.S. law says that we cannot be forced to take experimental treatments against our will.
Right. And the immunoglobulin immunoglobulin tests are cross-react, just like the PCR tests are cross-reactive and non-specific. So if you had an infection to previous coronaviruses or even flus, then influenza, then you might be cross-reactive.
You get a false positive.
Yeah, it works by taking out your antibodies, putting them in a centrifuge, isolating them, and then exposing them to what they think is the pathogen. And okay, if it reacts, then it's you're reactive to that pathogen.
Yeah,
and. And, you know, the nine pharma companies last August, they made a mutual pledge. It's on Moderna's website to not apply for EU authorization before phase 3 clinical trials were done.
And okay.
So
yeah.
Now they're breaking it. They're saying that, okay, we're just going to pay off some people at the FDA now.
Okay. Well, Chris, I got to let you go here because we're short on time and I got a bunch of callers waiting.
Mike.
All right. And let's go to James in Charlotte. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi, Mike. Appreciate you holding us over.
Okay.
This is starting to get to be a theme with me, but I just wanted to state how badly, how miserably the Republicans are blowing it again with this House Select Committee on January 6th. They basically just handed it over to the Democrats to run the whole show, to get their witnesses, their hand-picked witnesses, and probably rehearsed witnesses to testify. Kevin McCarthy just pulled all, you know, he pulled out. He said, if you don't accept all the people that I've proposed, then I'm just not going to have anybody on the committee. The only two Republicans, nominally Republicans on the committee, are Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger.
Yeah.
Both prime Trump haters.
Yes.
The fact is, there is abundant evidence of the Capitol Police and other officers letting known BLM Antifa operatives into the Capitol building.
Yes.
Their videos that I've seen, and they're not that hard to find. There were some still on YouTube, at least as of a few days ago. And how the Republicans are going to just let this go and not, you know, present.
Well, I thought the Republicans were going to set up their own committee and their own investigation, but I'm not seeing that happen.
Well, that would be the only opportunity, since they're obviously determined not to participate at all in the existing House Select Committee. But with all the evidence out there that this was a planned entrapment operation.
Yeah.
And they're just going to let it just slide by and let the Democrats, you know, present this as, in fact, the name of the committee is the House Select Committee on the January 6th attack.
Yeah.
And they're presenting it exactly as that it was, and they're presenting now, they're calling everyone who participate in it as traitors.
Yeah.
It's
a kangaroo court, and it's a propaganda coup. Anyway, James, I'm going to let you go here. I'm going to try and get a couple more calls in here. Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right. There was a gentleman who called who wanted to know what the globalist endgame is.
Yes.
You guys have to come to terms with the fact that our politicians have failed us. I mean, as the gentleman who previously talked about, you know, the Republicans aren't doing anything. They're not going to do anything. We are in the midst of being overrun by a technocratic elite that basically believes, you know, that, you know, the servants of the land, dude. What was the saying? The saying is it was much easier to control people, dude, than to bomb people. Well, now it's much easier to kill people than to control them.
They
know, dude, that basically, you know, that the election's a sham, dude, and that people will never give this up. People will never give up the idea, dude, that, you know, what happened on January 6th was more of a panty raid, dude, than a 9/11 type event. And now they need to figure out what they're going to do with us. And what they're going to do with us is basically they're going to inject us with COVID-19, you know, this bioweapon, dude, of spike proteins and graphene oxide and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People, if you guys don't take this, if you guys don't fight, dude, we are going to die. This is where we're at. This is where we're at. There's no Kansas anymore. There's no Constitution. There's no Congress. We're bringing a knife to a gunfight, dude, by sitting here believing, dude, that there's rules in this world when these people, dude, that are running over us, dude, have no rules.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to, you know, bring things to light. And then another thing is that the end game is that these people are transhumanists. You know, they want to merge with robots, dude. So if they destroy the planet, dude, and they poison everything, they poison the food and all that stuff, it's not going to affect them, dude, because in their minds, they want to become silicon-based. They're going to sit here and all of a sudden, dude, in the next couple of years, you're going to start seeing, you know, like 3D mapping images, dude, of people, you know, at their funerals talking about, and funerals are going to be interactive, where there's going to be, like, graphic, you know, type of capabilities, dude, where, you know, your loved one, dude, who has passed away, dude, is talking to you and communing with you at their own funeral. And it's to get everybody, dude, to give up their humanity and give up, dude, you know, on believing in each other and all that stuff. They want to separate us. That's why they're going to have this lockdown, dude, coming on August 11th. And basically it coincides, you know, with, you know, Mr. Lindell. And,
mm-hmm.
and there's too many things, dude. People, we are in a grave danger, and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff, dude, because, you know, honestly, when you're sitting there taking this poison that you know is bad for you, that has lead in it, and SD-102, dude, which is, you know, you can look on Google, dude, is, you know, a chemical, dude, that would rush you to the hospital immediately upon taking it, and all that stuff. And you know that this is happening, and you know, dude, that your neighbors, dude, are being injected. It's to weaken us so that we don't fight back, because people that are sick, dude, don't go to the polls. It's to weaken us, dude, so that when they come over here and our enemies invade us, dude, from within, that we're too weak to fight back, dude. Because people, dude, who aren't, you know, are vaccinated, dude, are going to be more concerned about trying to keep their health up, dude, than to defend themselves. People, we are under attack. This is what this is. This is what this is. This isn't, you know, Trump's going to save us, dude, and Mike Lindell's going to save us in a couple months. I mean, a couple days and all that stuff. People are going to see the symposium. They're going to get angry, and anything could happen, dude, between now and then and all that stuff, dude. We need to be on our guard. We need to be, you know, weary of our situations. We need to, you know, get right with whoever our creator is in your mind. And we need to show love to our family members and not sit here and take it for granted, dude, that they're coming to work and that they're going to be back at home. Because at any point, dude, these people could grab your family member and then, you know, vaccinate them and all that stuff, dude, and give them, you know, the spike protein bioweapon, you know, and, you know, basically, you know, from here on out, dude, it's just a countdown, dude, for everyone, dude, that's going to be passing away and all that stuff, so that they can take over this country, enslave, dude, all these immigrants, dude, that are coming through here. This is a replacement migration. Mr. and Mrs. America costs too much money, dude, to take care of. Our health care, our way of standard of living, they're brainwashing our kids, dude, to sit here and believe, dude, that you know, a 9x9 coffin apartment, dude, that is over, like, you know, godly expensive, dude, that they can't afford, dude, is better than home ownership and having your own property and having your own freedom. They're invading us, dude, through, you know, our phones, you know, with this thing with Apple. I mean, people, dude, if you can't realize, dude, that this is a takeover plan, And that the elites want to become a breakaway civilization. They've suppressed technology on us. They've sat here and they have cures, dude, for all this stuff. If you guys want to know what our future looks like, watch the movie Elysium with Matt Damon. That is our future.
That's a good one.
Where everybody down on this planet, dude, is suffering with some kind of cancer, some kind of disease, and all that stuff. Well, the elites in society, you'll go up into space, and they leave us down here to die. This is what we're facing, you guys. We need to stop them and all that stuff, man, because these people, dude, you know, are sitting here, you know, basically playing off the fact, dude, that the average American is too busy, dude, trying to get through their day than to fight them, and they do everything in the open, dude, to despite us and all that stuff. Don't think for a second, you know, that this symposium, you know, is not going to go unchallenged. They could cut the internet on him. And all that stuff. They know, dude, that they did wrong. They know that they've poisoned us. And people are starting to figure it out. And you need to tell your family members that this isn't a vaccine. This is a poison. And all that stuff. And it's an mRNA poison, which, you know, basically, if you're religious, dude, you void your contract with God. And that's the least of your worries. And all that stuff, man. People, the globalist endgame, dude, is to get rid of all of us. To get rid of all of us, dude. And that's all I can say. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. The sheep dip is just running out from every corner. Anyway, since this is John's show and not yours anymore, I can feel free to cut loose, too. about your scientific chauvinism. Look, I'm proud that I dropped out of high school, okay, in 1969. My little brother showed me that Illuminati card game.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. that caller was from Colorado, wasn't he? but anyway, it still pisses me off that my Christmas present in 2000 was my sister sent me a Illuminati card game, which my little brother described as the most awesome game ever invented. And I played it with them a few times, you know, but, you know, I was more focused on working than playing games and drinking Coca-Cola. But anyway, I would rephrase that. I think that game is the most dangerous game ever invented. And your caller in the first hour talking about the most washed organ in the body is the brain.
Yeah.
Okay. So I dropped out of school, right? And not only did I avoid a lot of that brainwashing, but I also avoided a lot of those vaccines that they've been pushing ever since. Mm-hmm. Not that I haven't, endured a lot of environmental assaults in the welding business, but you know, these are chemicals that make me too toxic for any virus or any bacteria to have anything to do with.
I've heard that before. Anyway,
yeah. So yeah, I got a quote.
Okay.
Talking about brainwashing, I'd like to quote President Truman, in White House press conference in 1950, April 4th, President Harry S. Truman, "I can assure you that flying saucers, given that they exist, are not constructed by any power on this earth." Okay, so I've got more here from Helen Ketter and the first CIA director along the same lines.
You need to understand something about the so-called UFO phenomenon. This was actually, created by the government as a distraction from experimental aircraft development. So, that all kicked off, with Roswell and that crashed balloon, and they said, "Oh, it's a flying saucer," and "No, it isn't," and they got everybody riled up with that. But if you look at the history of as the UFO craze ebbs and flows, and their TV shows and their movies, you will find out that it's being fanned up at the same time as some of these Black Project aircraft were being developed. And the rationale behind that was that if you were out on a lonely road in the desert and you saw $1 billion of tax money flash by at a very high rate of speed, you'd run into town and say, "I saw an alien spacecraft," and everybody would ignore you rather than looking at that hangar out at the end of that runway in the middle of the Nevada desert.
Well, Edgar Mitchell didn't make any money about talking about this stuff. You want his quote, too? I got it for you. Helen Ketter. I could go on and on. I got a bunch of them here. But,
yeah, let me put it to you this way here. I am absolutely convinced that the universe is filled with intelligent life. I just can't think of any reason why they would bother visiting us. I mean, societies and culture evolve alongside their technology, and any civilization with the ability to travel between the stars is going to look at us as barely out of the stage of having bone slivers through our nostrils. And it's like when you drive down the freeway, do you stop at every anthill that you pass to take a look?
Any unexplained phenomena. Look, my dad, before he died, he said he had feet on the ground at Roswell, okay? And what Edgar Mitchell said about Roswell was that it did happen and bodies were recovered, okay? And furthermore,
okay. All right. Well,
vehicle,
I'm going to have to let you go now. We got to take a break for commercials.
Here it is.
All right.
Here it is.
Have a good evening and a good weekend. And we're going to put out. John Stadmiller is here, and he will be picking up the show from the other side of the break. Okay, go ahead. And, John, are you ready to take the microphone? Do I have a caller? All righty. Oh, he's going to get his coffee. All right. Well, let me give you a news story then while we fill in there and get John there. We were already talking before about all of this, these incidents involving ships and off the coast of, in the Middle East in the Gulf zone here, and how it very obviously is a false flag leading to the possibility of war between Israel and Iran, which would inevitably devolve into war between the United States and Iran, because Israel has been pushing for that for a very long time. They've been screaming that Israel is on the verge of having a nuclear weapon for 30 years, and it hasn't happened yet. And, you know, false flag attacks are used to start wars. It's happened time and time again. Gulf of Tonkin, which is now being seen as an analogy to the Gulf of Oman. And, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. We get lied into wars on a regular basis, and this just really feels like more of the same. And so we have to be on our guard that we are not being tricked or seduced into yet another costly, pointless war. Because our war machine is very expensive. They're not very good. We've been talking about the failure of the littoral combat ships. We've been talking about all the problems with the Gerald R. Ford, the F-22, the F-35. We're basically leaving Afghanistan the way the Soviet Union did. And the reason that may be important, when the Soviet Union left Afghanistan, the world stopped being afraid of their military might. And I think with the United States getting kicked out of Afghanistan and on the verge of being kicked out of Iraq, the world may not be as afraid of our military as they used to be. And, even Mike Pompeo was saying we may be looking at an eventual collapse of the United States from within. I have been saying that for a very, very long time. Anyway, we're coming up here. Has John come back on in yet?
I'm here, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Well, everybody, here's John Stadmiller, and he's got lots of things to share with you. So take it away, John.
One thing I wanted to tell you, Mike, before you jump off here. Thank you, by the way. I got caught in that damn Austin traffic. Yeah. The caller that was going to go on with you a couple of minutes ago hung up, and he's going to call into my show. Okay. But a caller that calls into your show and my show as well, Chris in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead.
Oh.
Last week, don't know any particulars, but this guy was in the face of everybody. So when stuff like that happens, I'll trust that the guy passed away. Hopefully it was from natural causes or whatever it was. But I trust, but I certainly verify. So there'll be more information coming on that. And again, thank you for pinch hitting for me.
My pleasure, and have yourself a really good weekend, and take it away, John.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Well, this is kind of weird. I don't think I've ever done this. At any rate. Let me see. Usually I have a few minutes to sit down, get my thoughts together. So the guy that called in and then hung up that wanted to get on air, please call in. Was it Gary? Jack in Ecuador. Boy, they say that bad news travels fast. He got this in Ecuador before we found out about it here? Okay. All righty. Tonight, I heard this. I was stuck in traffic. I was listening to the network, but I decided to jump around. And I caught Sean Hannity. Now, telling you what, Mike, all is going to be put to rest tonight by the $250 million baby. And he has delved deep into this COVID-19 and how Joe Biden has screwed it up. That's his narrative, and he's going to stick to it. Not doing the real fact-finding that the rest of us have done. nowhere close. This man has been instructed to keep his multi-million dollar contract alive and his show alive, TV and radio. But tonight, he's going to delve deep into the COVID-19 question, and it's Joe Biden's fault. Well, let's just see how that turns out. And I'll tell you what, the reason this is happening, because like the, what does Sean Hannity call Mark Levin? Oh, the great one. Yeah, the great one. Great what? He might be a good radio host, but as far as his content and being on target and being open and honest, forget it. Another gatekeeper, just as Sean Hannity is. And I'm sure a few people probably listen to conservative programming, probably listen to this network to compare notes. There's probably emails and texts going over to Sean Hannity going, okay, the natives are getting restless. You've got to do a show to calm them down. Try as you might, my $250 million baby, until you start telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, your numbers are going to continue to wane as they have been. Even though that he has become the unofficial, official replacement for Rush Limbaugh. He's now got 660 radio stations with his blah, blah, political BS. Forget the facts. Forget the real reason things are going on. Forget the real troublemakers. Forget all of that. I'm going to do my conservative best to do a three-hour shtick on politics. And he slides right into Rush Limbaugh's spot, and he does it without a shoehorn, because what did Rush do? You got it. Same damn thing. Democrats, Republicans, Republicans, Democrats. Well, let's get the opinion of this person. Let's get the opinion of the opinionators. Total nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize you could pick the worst host on this network? Or let me put it to you this way, not to cast disparaging shadows on current members. Pick the worst host that's been on this network since its existence. Put them on 660 radio stations, and some of the truth is going to get out there. You know, if I was waiting. Once old Rushy boy, they told him he was terminal, there's no way out of this, and hasta la vista. I was waiting for him to do a show that would he would do himself proud by maybe doing a three-hour show on the banks. No, 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 no. Maybe on mortgage fraud? No, 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 no. Or he was still alive while the plandemic was going on. Nah, can't do that either. Now, the only thing that Fox News has left is Tucker Carlson. Pretty much that's it. They've dumped a few Democrats dripping in their ideology, which always amazed me that they even had a voice. And if you notice, a lot of their contributors are Democrats. You know, blue dog Democrats, or at least they try to make themselves sound that way. But folks, I heard the caller that called into Mike's show. This guy just let it rip. Republicans good? Show me one. How many of these people jumped when they were told that, hey, we got this assault on Congress here, and, you know, we're doing the Donald Trump, they stole the election vote, and then all of a sudden that went to hell in a handbasket. And it can be proven that the Antifa and BLM people were purposely let in there, and then they blamed it on Trump supporters. This entire country, folks, has turned into one gigantic scam.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Taking care of business, and their business is taking care of you. And not in a good way. Let me get this clip out of the way. Tucker is about the only good thing left on Fox News. You, of course, heard that Judge Napolitano got bounced because he was fondling the male staff. Ah, boy. And as I said, the guy that they bounced out of there because he was, well, he was manhandling his women. You know, they all wanted to see what their legs looked like, so they'd walk into offices and show their wares because, well, this was a distraction that Fox News set up. They thought it was a good idea to have women in short dresses. As Bob Hope once said, if the skirts get any shorter, the women are going to have two more cheeks to powder. At any rate, here's Tucker Carlson on the Hillary Clinton campaign. Which I noticed right away, as soon as she lost that election, they were busy shutting down.
Middle Eastern theocracies used to spend an awful lot of money with the Clinton Foundation, not to buy access, we were told, but to solve the world's big problems like obesity in the third world and HIV in Africa. From 2014 to 2016, contributions to the foundation totaled over $130 million per year. And then something weird happened, particularly for such an effective NGO like the Clinton Foundation. People stopped giving money. And they stopped giving right around the time that Hillary Clinton's political career hit a brick wall at high speed when she lost the presidential election. In 2017, contributions to the Clinton Foundation went down to $22 million. From 2018 to 2019, contributions were even lower. So what happened? Did they cure obesity in the third world? Is there no more AIDS in Uganda? What the hell's going on? Miranda Devine is a columnist with the New York Post and one of the smartest people we know. She joins us to explain. So, Miranda, I have sort of been contented and reassured by the fact that as I sleep, Chelsea Clinton is working to cure obesity in the third world, but it sounds like they don't have any money to do it. What happened?
Well, it is rather remarkable, isn't it? It says it all that their donations just fell off a cliff after Hillary Clinton lost that election. But look, they've still been ticking along. They've just marked their 20th anniversary, Tucker. So I think that the foundation has found a new way of doing things, and that is to be a vehicle for Chelsea Clinton for any future political ambitions she might have. So she's been busy saving elephants and teaching children. She got Lady Gaga to help tell children that they must wear masks. They've also been busy telling the third world poor countries that they should be taking Chinese vaccines. They're helping them in that aim, lucky them. And Bill Clinton has also popped in from time to time. He appeared at a Clinton Foundation junket the other day with Kamala Harris, and the topic was empowering women. So he's come a long way. So the Clinton Foundation is working hard, considering their straitened circumstances, but you just don't hear much about it, which might change because remember John Durham and the Durham Report? Well, when he does eventually deliver his report, there might be something interesting about the Clinton Foundation, because if you remember last year, he widened his investigation to include the FBI inquiry into the Clinton Foundation, which, curiously...
Okay, Tucker, I'm going to give you a C-minus on this one for bringing this twit on. That's all that the Clinton Foundation was about?
Found nothing untoward, but maybe John Durham's found something else. So the Clinton Foundation may hit the front
pages.
Oh,
she's from the New York Post. No wonder. Okay.
Oh, really quick. I haven't seen the public opinion polling. Is there a hidden groundswell of support among Americans for the reign of Chelsea Clinton at some point in the future? Do you know?
Well, look, I don't know that that there is at the moment, but then she's just doing some background work. She's, I guess you'd call it the groundwork, because she's polishing up her reputation. She's got a very pricey job at some corporate that she's doing, and she's had a makeover. So I think, you know, it's early days, but give her a few years.
Like 50. Miranda Devine, great to see you tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tucker.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe.
Oh, shut up. Just shut up, you quarter of a billion dollar trader. By the way, did anybody notice that Chelsea Clinton looks a lot like Webster Hubble? Billy Boy didn't have those thicker lips. But old Webby did. Well, more to that story, more than $100 billion in donations went missing from the Clinton Foundation. I wonder why this twit from the New York Post, you know, this is supposed to be their job, they're journalists, they're investigators, they go and dig for the facts. Well, here's a few more that they didn't report on. $100 billion in donation went missing from the Clinton Foundation. Charles Ortel, that's on charlesortel.com. The Norwegian government, through various governmental agencies, gave $79 million to the Clinton Foundation over a number of years. But 75% of that money never went on the foundation's books. Now, who are you going to believe, Hillary Clinton or the Prime Minister of Norway? Well, I'll take the Norway guy. And I don't know if you remember this or not. The Dr. Fahmy Malik. I think he was the same guy that had pronounced that the two kids that they found on the railroad tracks that were run over by a train, oh, smoked marijuana, laid down on the tracks and passed out, and a train ran them over. Nah, they happened to see the Clinton drug operations. Dr. Fahmy Malik was Clinton's pathologist in Arkansas. The police found the headless body of James Dewey Malam. Clinton's coroner told the cops that the man died of natural causes from ulcers. When the cops asked where the head was, Dr. Malik said the man's dog bit his head off and ate it. Oh, he ate a skull. Uh-huh. Well, in the morning, the cops found the man's head in the bushes nearby. A few years later in Washington, the park police said they found Vince Foster's body in Fort Marcy Park. Remember that wonderful fact-laden story? Yeah, well, it was all BS. We were to believe that Mr. Foster wiped his prints off of the gun after he shot himself. And I don't, offhand, Mike, how many times did Vince Foster shoot himself? Wasn't it twice? Have you ever known a suicide victim by gun to have the opportunity to shoot yourself again? Foster's briefcase, by the way, with how many times? Three times. Oh, okay. You know, if you're going to commit suicide by gun, make sure you have three shells in the feeding device, because, you know, the first one might not be effective, or the second one might not be effective. So you have time to consider while you're laying there bleeding out, should I put another one in there? Yeah. By the way, they found Foster's briefcase. It was empty. But 3 days after his death, Vince Foster wrote a suicide note and placed it in the previously empty briefcase. Anybody connected with the Clintons, folks, yeah, you got the life expectancy of a housefly. Ask that guy, what was his name? Seth? Seth Rich? The guy that was a Democrat but knew about the Clinton Foundation shenanigans and, well, he was robbed. They didn't take anything. You know, if you're going to hire a wet team, jeez, can't believe I'm ready to say this. You know, most assassinations that are carried out, what you do is you shoot the shooter to stop the line of tracing it back to somebody that might have a motive for doing somebody in. You know, the old means, motive, and opportunity thing. Well, with Seth Rich, he had the goods, and I do believe that the guy that they still have locked up in a London prison, Julian Assange, I think it was Seth Rich that sent him the information on the Clinton Foundation. Oh, but he was robbed and he was killed. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I have been doing this for a very long time. And it's not often enough that we have good news going after the crooks and the murderers and the thieves and the charlatans and the misrepresenters, and on and on and on and on we go. But think what we have here today. A Republican Party, the Deep Six Trump, that knew what was going on. The Democrat Party was scared to death that Donnie was going to get in there for another 4 years, so they rigged an entire election. We have had people gunned down and murdered. Whistleblowers locked away. A government that no longer represents the Constitution. They're lost somewhere between hell and democracy, I guess. This is why I kind of went off on a little rant Wednesday. Because I'm asking the listeners that, and there's no excuse here, because we provide the information. You're the best informed radio audience in radio history. You know, that isn't just a line out of Mike Rivero's thing for donations for the network. It's the truth. And isn't it amazing that we're still here through the support of you folks out there? That's the only reason we have been able to stay online. And we're it. I wouldn't, with the programming lineup, with the capabilities and all of the time and satellites that GCN has, I'd put them in a failing category. A lot of money, little of no interest to people that really want to know what's going on in this country. Oh, the official story was that Foster shot himself once in the mouth with a .38. So how'd the other two shots come around? Did it bounce off of his uvula? Jeez. By the way, the reason I was late, Mike said it, I was stuck in Austin traffic. I, better than anybody, well, aside from the people that work here that actually live in Austin, that understand traffic, especially on a Friday night, either trying to get in or get out of Austin, forget it. And I was actually picking up a headset, a specialized headset, for the gentleman that I had on the other day. And that is Ron O'Donnell. When I was talking to him on the telephone prior to the broadcast, he sounded fine. When I got him on air, the sound absolutely sucked. So I got him one of the headsets that I use that works very well. We're going to run through his system on Skype to make sure that it's tuned 100%. And then we're going to bring him back for another interview. And he's got a bunch of lawyer friends that have a bunch of information as well. So the administrative people have decided that they can no longer hold their nose. And they're coming out. And we're going to accommodate them. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. I certainly appreciate that. First off, I want to extend my condolences to the family of Chris from New Texas.
I don't know that he had a family. I knew very little about Chris in Las Vegas aside from what he put on air. And I never... Go ahead.
Well, he was a wonderful call-in. I remember there was a show a few years ago at 9 o'clock at night. I think it was Tom Lacavaris, but he had some people setting in. And they let me and him come in, and we almost kind of hosted the show together. And he's always got some bright opinions and whatnot. He's always, he's Johnny Patriot, so...
Yeah.
So my condolences, if he does have a family, my condolences to them. But what I wanted to call about was the Hillary Clinton stuff. All these thieves that we know, all these liars, these cheaters, all these people. Look at Uranium One. Nothing happened. That was right there.
Yep.
We could have thrown that out in her face.
Yep.
Before the Trump election, we could have thrown that in her face. And nothing happened. And so Vince Foster, all of the death blows that Hillary has given, and we can't get her, and we can't get the Bushes for 9/11. We can't get the Cheneys while he's gone. I think he died, didn't he? Right? Rumsfeld? No, it's Rumsfeld. Cheney's still alive.
You know, isn't it funny? Didn't you find it rather odd that Donald Rumsfeld, this great guy that helped engineer the war against terrorism in the Middle East, little or nothing was said about this guy once he kicked off? Didn't you find that to be a little odd?
Just a little odd. Since I thought we would see him get a symposium down the Frontline Street there in a wagon with glass around it.
Hey, I was waiting for him to be Lion State in the Capitol building, for gosh sakes, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, no, that's the thing is what we got here is we got a lawless society right now. The laws only apply to you and me.
Well,
you get a DUI, you're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
They get a DUI, they get to go home.
Yeah. Well, ask the Chappaquiddick dude. Oh, you can. He's dead. Yeah.
Well, look at all these people that are sitting up there in the gulag up there in Washington, D.C., and then you got to look at Schaefer Cox, too. how long has that guy been? I mean, he's Schaefer Cox has got longer in solitary confinement than our buddy from WikiLeaks.
Julian Assange.
Schaefer Cox is, Julian Assange. But Schaefer Cox is, he's just rotting. I don't even know if he's still alive. I would venture a guess that he probably passed. How long can you stay in solitary confinement? I know I can't. I don't even like being in a jail.
Well, and let us not forget, that stuff that they cooked up with all they got to do is declare you a terrorist and they can whisk you away. You don't get to call a lawyer. Nobody knows where you're at. You can be imprisoned in a foreign prison or a foreign country and you have no rights. That's still on the books.
I would ask the audience to go look at the National Defense Authorization Act. Go take a look at the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
Because,
all right, we're at commercial, Andy. If you can hear that, we're at commercial.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Well. I'm going to save this until next hour, but I'll give you a tease. Remember when our network got shut down by ICANN? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, finally Tuesday, fifth day, they plugged us back in. Well, What was the reason? Well, it was the New Zealand government complaining to ICANN that we put up videos that, the New Zealand government didn't like. And that had to do... I'm sorry? Oh, okay. All right. So, lo and behold, we filed a complaint. They didn't respond to us really one way or the other, and boom, magically we're back up. Well, the New Zealand government is back at it again. And this is going to floor you folks. So that's a tease for the second hour, just to keep you interested. Andy, you're back? You hung up on him. Okay. All right, I misunderstood that. Okay, at any rate. Now, this is not going to stop anytime soon. And something that caught my ear is that, well, their website's back up, and the website itself is 153news.net, and they put up a crap load of videos. If you've never been to 153news.net, I think it is back up and running. But they made a fatal error in their judgment. They said that they found another server and the page is back up and everything is going to be just fine. No, it's not. Because the weakness there are the gatekeepers to First Amendment, freedom of speech, radio, podcast, whatever. If it's done on the internet, ICANN's there to serve you. Yeah, they're there to serve you. And on what issue did they pull 153news.net down? Well, it was the same thing that the New Zealand government, when they complained to ICANN, same reason. Oh, it was the Christchurch shooting. Gee, what do you suppose the odds are of that? And as I said to Mike, I said, I remember seeing that video. And that a gunman could walk into a church and just kill people willy-nilly and nobody got out and everybody's dead. But it was when the guy was outside the church and he's shooting and these ejected shells were disappearing. Somebody, and Mike, if memory serves, that was just an illusion. You know, the expended shells are really coming out of the gun. I had never seen that in my life. I've seen a lot of videos. I've been around a lot of guns. I've shot a lot of different weapons, including one of my favorite, the minigun. I love those. They can cut a car in half quicker than you can say Rumpelstiltskin is awake. At any rate. Okay, I put the T's in for that New Zealand shuts 153 news down. They actually put out a report. We'll play that. These people aren't kidding. If it's internet, it goes through ICANN, they can shut you down, they can. All right, second hour coming up. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. This is the National Intel Report, and it will continue right after top of the hour break.
We must take America back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.